Shelly. Ask Shelly. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelly that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelly.
Time once again for Ask Shelly. You have questions about life's little mysteries. She does the hard work and labors to bring you an answer every Monday morning and right around this time. For example, question number one, dear Shelly. This one's tough to fathom. I just found out that all turkeys aren't female. Don't ask how this came up. Wait, that makes it sound worse. It was a Thanksgiving discussion. Yeah, that was it. I just assumed that they were like chickens and roosters and turkeys, and I accept that I was wrong, but is there a way to tell if they are male or female? Signed, Brittany. She does know that these labels signify gender, right? Like rooster?
Right.
Dr. Gobbleman?
Well, I get where she's coming from in a way, though, because I've never seen any videos pointing out which turkey is which sex, and I've never seen them doing it.
All right.
I'm literally just trying to make her feel better about it.
Okay.
So I Googled,
Brittany.
Though, and according to Discover Magazine, you can tell male and female wild turkeys apart by looking at their poop.
Their
no, but this
poop?
Makes sense. This makes sense because of the cloaca. The cloaca?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? The cloaca?
Cloaca.
Or the multi-purpose orifice used for both waste disposal and reproduction. In female turkeys, it's all stretchy and spacious because it has to accommodate eggs that go through it.
Oh, okay. That
when
makes sense.
When the females expel their poop, which, well, it's poop and urine. It's all of it together.
It's all together, right? Birds.
It has room to, like, swirl around into a coil shape. But the dude's cloaca is different because they don't have to lay eggs, so the tract is more confined. There's also like a phallus wiener near the end of the cloaca that makes the space even tighter to pass any waste through. Without that extra room, the poop comes out much longer, skinnier, and in a J shape. So if you see a coil...
Can you poop me the alphabet while we're at it? Can you?
Discover Magazine points out that, sure, there are other ways to tell male and female turkeys apart. Males are bigger, they're more colorful, they can be distinguished by their gobbling sounds, but the more fun way, I would say, is the poop.
How about that poop? Yes, that's fantastic.
So weird.
It's fantastic. letter number two. Dear Shelly, why is a football shaped the way that it's shaped? It's not even a ball. Signed, Brad.
Well, there are so many pages about this on the internet.
That is interesting.
They do all talk about pig bladders. Like
really?
The Smithsonian says a football is a prolate spheroid, and it's shaped that way because it's also the shape of an inflated pig's bladder, which is what the first footballs were made of.
Okay.
Soccer balls were also made of pig's bladders, but as soon as technology permitted, those balls got rounder, which made them easier to kick. Now, there's this whole story in their article about having to stop the game in the middle of football games to take turns blowing up pig bladders.
Yeah, it's tough to play with a deflated. Only Tom Brady likes a deflated pig bladder.
They do add that this is a theory, that there are actually like a zillion pages on the internet with different theories about the shape of a football. All of them do mention the pig bladder, though. I mean, I clicked through like seven or eight, not all zillion of them, but they also say it was designed that way to be able to throw a spiral.
Ah, that's a tough call. I mean, you can throw a great spiral with the that kind of conical shape, but it seems to me they stumbled onto that idea. Nobody sat down and said, you know what? We need to come up with a shape that you can throw a spiral with. I don't think the engineering existed when this was all put together.
Yeah, because there was one article that like discounted all the theories like it's not soccer balls are round and it's like because you can kick them, but they were made at about the same time. So why is and it's easier to throw a baseball the way that it is. So why wasn't a football shaped like a baseball or a soccer ball?
Right.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch the old timey videos of like them playing football in the 20s and 30s. They're not throwing spirals.
Oh, no, they're throwing ducks.
Yeah.
Those wobblers?
Yes.
Yeah. They're not even doing that much throwing, to
be
honest with you.
No.
In fact, passing was not a big part of the game early on, right?
Nope.
All right, then finally this. Dear Shelly, why are testicles called balls? They're egg-shaped, for crying out loud. Egg-shaped.
Yeah, this one was born on Twitter from the last one, I think.
Really?
The Etymology Dictionary says that... balls, meaning testicles, comes to us from the early 14th century, actually.
Really? I say.
It is the plural of ball it says.
Wow. Did they have some sort of issue in the 14th century?
They say, meaning courage, nerve. It's from that comes from 1928. Yes. Balls to the wall is probably from World War II Air Force's slang for the ball that topped the aircraft throttle, thrust the bulkhead of the cockpit to attain full speed.
Okay.
There were a lot of words that maybe go in there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ball things.
Yes, and then the cockpit, and it just rounds it all out. So there you go.
Oh, no word on the testicles? We're just talking about the usage of the word balls.
Yeah, I guess so. Balls meaning testicles comes to us from early 14th century. It doesn't say how, except that it's the plural of ball.
And there we are.
Yep.
So apparently back in the 14th, you are lucky to have a pair of them. Apparently, everyone was equipped with one. You were hoping that they would both drop at some point.
Yes. Exactly.
I say your kibis look flat. If you have a question for Shelly, send it to Shelly at fm99.com. It's Ask Shelly. It occurs on Mondays at right around this time.